Hi, welcome to Musing Podcast.
Okay, hi, thanks for having me.
This network is really frustrating me, Sha. I can't even lie.
Struggles of the pandemic.
Fuck that. Fuck this pandemic, though. Like, I'm just over it. Seriously. When it all started, I was saying it was the government's way of like trying to achieve something that we don't know yet. But now it's just looking so, I don't even know. Anyway, welcome. How's your week been now? How's it been going?
It's been the same thing. We wake up every morning, same bed, same apartment, same kitchen. This pandemic, I've learned to, not learned though, but I think cooking is like my, it's going to be like a hobby.
Guy, like if you're among those kind of guys that usually like find comfort in having girls around to cook for them, like this is the time to let your inner chef show. Like, or else you're going to be drinking lots of Gary and cornflakes and Godimon and just getting fat. That's just it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. Luckily, I'm not one of them guys, so I'm good.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about signs because, like, you know, this period, there's a lot of signs and symptoms, you know, so people are going to be giving people signs and people are going to be either working on these signs or acting blind to them. So me personally, I like to act blind to signs because, I don't know, I always feel like it's fun sometimes. So has a girl ever given you, like, signs of, oh, like, I like you, or, like, I'm into you, or something like that?
Oh, it depends on signs, on what the signs are. So, like, girls, you never know, right? Different signs for different girls. Some girls would, they call it strategic positioning.
So, what's that?
So, apparently, I learned from this lady once that, so I walked up to this girl who had a bar somewhere in Lagos, and I saw this girl, and you know, she looked cute. So I said, hey, just walk up to her and say hi. And I went to say hi. And so, in the course of the conversation, she says, that do I really think that I just saw her by chance? She had to position herself strategically.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? So, here I was looking at the bad man sniper. And, yeah, but I mean, I've gotten a couple of signs though. I don't know. But taking flirting as a sign is very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Like, I must say, like, it's really, really dangerous. Because, like, some girls just, like to flirt. It's not like... you can never really know a girl's real intention from when she's flirting with you. Like, yeah, that's just real talk. Like, you can never know a girl's real... Maybe for me, because I don't know, for some girls, like, probably their thing, you know, like, when they flirt with you, then you have to know, like, they're into you. But I don't think you can really know a girl's intentions from flirting. Have you been misled by anybody's flirtatious ways?
I think somebody's trying to play coy here. Okay, so you, how do you tell signs? How do you give up? Do you give up signs? When you
I give out signs, though. I'm the one for, like, if I see someone and I like you, I go for it. Like, yeah, really, I know how to give signs. But it's been a minute. I think the last time I gave someone sign was at my former workplace. And that was just only because, yeah, I was, like, digging the guy. And I was in some kind of weird place. So I was just like, okay, you know, like, just... do something fun and something different. But I'm not really shy to give signs. Like, if I like you, I like you. Like, I'll probably tell you. The only thing that would probably hold me back is if you have a girlfriend. So then I'll just probably, like, put a stop to it. Not trying to be, like, a bad bitch over some other girl's man, if you know what I mean. So I'll probably stop there. If you have a girlfriend, I'll not give you signs. But I don't have a problem giving signs. But it depends on the kind of sign, Sha. What kind of signs do you give? Like, guys, you people don't even know how to give signs again.
Yeah.
In this
guys, we
century. Before, like, I know, like, one time, some guy, he used to write me poems and, like, you know, like, do some lots of sweet stuff. But, like, now, guys, is like, come on, what's up now? Like, if you want knack, go knack. Like, it's no more sweet out there. It's just rough in the streets now, like.
No, I don't know. There are still some guys, you know. I think for guys, the signs are more okay. So first of all, like I think signs are as the name could now, like you know, showing interest. And for guys, one of the things that shows that he has an interest in any lady, right? I think would be you know putting in efforts, right? So if a guy puts in efforts in maybe it might be the little less you know form or little less efforts maybe just remembering that oh you said you wanted to have pancakes next morning right and texting you have you gotten those pancakes right or,
yeah just so know? That sort of thing yeah
so it could be that but when he puts in any bits or any form of efforts man it's probably a sign that he's into you to get. And the most common sign, though, you know, guys are like, yeah, hard guy. I don't have a problem with showing my emotions. I like to wear my emotions on my sleeves. So, we guys, some of them would want to form hard guy. Like, I'm not him, man. Understand? So, if you want to know if a guy is digging you or checking you out, and you guys talk normally, but you're not sure, right? Just try to flirt with someone he knows.
Mad.
Yeah,
okay.
He knows, or someone that's close to him, and you can tell, or even someone random, and let him know that you're flirting with somebody. Right?
No, but don't you think like letting him know is too cheesy, and like he would figure out you're trying to make him jealous?
No, not telling him that I'm flirting with this guy. No, now you can just, you know, just ask him that. Hey, okay, you can just say, okay, hi. So I was talking with John yesterday, and I really think he's cute. What do you think about him? Do you think he's a nice guy?
Oh shit.
I promise you, if the guy is checking you out, you will not get the reaction. You're not going to get the sometimes you may not get the brash reaction. But when the guy is talking too much,
yeah.
Right, he's definitely checking you out. If he's talking too much, if he's not like, yeah, it's cool. If he's trying to either convince you to go with him or he's convincing you not to go with him and he's trying to explain it, he's definitely checking you out.
So like I have a problem with the part where you said like so if a guy is like putting in efforts, so it means like oh he's digging you, he's into you. Because some guys just put in effort just to fuck you. You know, you're aware of that, right? Like let's not play.
Yeah, but there's still signs though. That. Like
yeah, yeah it's like, still signs, but like once if the girl is digging you in much more ways than that, like she's probably digging you, yeah, she'll probably want to fuck, yeah, but once if she just wants like probably more than fuck. Yeah, because then for some guys they're putting in effort just to get the knacks and then after the knacks it's like ciao, like chulo. So
man, I don't think except for some really deep guys, like I like to talk about.
Don't get me wrong, go like there's nothing wrong with just having sex and moving on. Like I know some people like to take you very personal, like, oh, because we had sex, like, we should now have, like, something extra. Or, I'm not really that kind of, but yeah, but some people also don't think that just having sex and moving on, at least just be cool now, like, just be cool with me. Don't just, like, make it look like it was just about the knacks, because then we've seen all the effort you've put in, and then you've gotten the knacks, and then you're, like, acting like every other guy. So, well, why did you have to waste your time? Why didn't you just go straight to the point and say, babe, I like you, man, but I would really like to fuck. Like, what? Why is that a problem, though?
Like, what,
yeah, why would you just say that?
That's very tricky because, first of all, you never know, right? You could be checking this lady out and tell her that you just want to have sex and everything is fucked up. And guys don't like to lose game. It's like a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this. So...
Nice.
Like, right. The hunter sees the deer and then he sees maybe two more deer somewhere, Right. So he can't really like literally come out. He literally has to be very strategic because he can't rush out and start shooting any of the three. So he has to plan, like, you know, take time. And if you miss that game, it's very annoying. I'm saying from my past self for mm-hmm. if you miss that one, it can get annoying because you try to put in effort. So guys like to, it's like, I don't know, it's like, it's a game. I mean, obviously everybody knows the game, but it's like prize winning. So most playboys have this inkling to want to always win a prize. So it's, so the sex, after the sex, there's literally nothing else that he feels, you know, he should be doing there again. Because, I mean, the game is won, right?
It's those kind of playboys that used to fall in love, Sha. Sorry. But it's those kind of playboys who fall in love.
For real. So here's the thing. I was having this conversation with a friend sometime last year, and we were talking about this, how, you know, like playboys and falling in love. And it's like, the thing with playboys is that they cannot handle breakups. So what you see going on is a defensive mechanism to try to not fall in love so that they don't get heartbroken. Because if you see a playboy that is in love, that is fucking dangerous. Because when he does fall in love, man, he is something else.
That's crazy, yo. That's crazy. So you're saying, like, instead of going all like, oh, babe, what's up? You know, like, first of all, like, it's the kind of people you even, like, what are your standards? Because, like, it's sometimes just this, like, niggas and ladies don't even have taste. Like, you just meet any kind of person just because she's beautiful, or yeah, he's handsome, and then you just want to have sex with him, and then you just want to like fuck him and get past it. Like, if you have standards, yeah, you would know the kind of people that you even meet and know, oh yeah, like, it's just the knacks, and you probably know how to present that to the person, like, because you guys would probably be on the same kind of like mindset. I don't know if you get what I mean. Because, like, I feel like there's no need to waste my time if you just want to fuck. Like, tell me, yeah? I might feel offended, but if I really want to fuck, and we'll move on. Do you get? Like, yeah, so why do you have to waste all that time and put in all that effort just to get knacks?
Because that's how that's how guys know how to express themselves. And maybe ladies receive as well, right? You're more inclined to letting your guard down, right? How many guys, be honest, if 10 guys walked up to you and said, hey, I just wanted to fuck, right, you probably wouldn't listen to the 10 of them. But if the 10 of them at their own time put in efforts, right, maybe getting you stuff you like, calling you, sending you those things, just doing those things you really love, there are chances that you could be with the 10 of them.
Right? Yeah. True. I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with the effort. So obviously, we like to be like giving gifts and all of that, you know, showing attention. But like, I feel like during the course of, you know, you're putting efforts, it's best you know, lay out your intentions. If I'm using the words correctly, like, it's best to just say what you're about, you know, like, say what you're about, so we know how to kick it off from there. Don't just be giving me all the attention, all the lovey-dovey, and all that sweetness, and then to what end exactly?
To the bedroom.
Because girls are very sensitive. We're very sensitive people, and when someone's giving us attention and love, and like spoiling us with gifts or whatnot, it's like, oh, okay, this guy's really into me. And you guys are obviously like talking, and like, finally, you get to the bedroom and you've knocked. What now happens? You guys now move on, or what?
Some things can happen.
Yeah, because these are the signs that like mislead people too. Like, some signs mislead people. So like, you don't even know what the person is about until you know what the person is really about.
Yeah. I met this girl once. There's this girl that had a thing with last year. So I was really checking out. I thought she was cool. We had conversations over the phone. It was, you know, like I was like, hey, I can buy. So why not? So we went out a couple of dates. I think it was good. So we did have sex, right? Once, twice, a couple of times. And it was cool till One day we went for my friend's birthday at a club, and we met this guy. There was this guy that was part of our friend, my friend's circle, that had something to do with her and her friend some, like a year before that particular time. So I knew, but I wanted her to tell me, and then she was like, you know, she gave this guy this attitude that I didn't really, you know, I wasn't feeling. I felt like, I mean, even if you guys had something, and it's not like the guy knocked, he didn't have sex with her, they didn't have any ritual or any kind of relationship. It was just, they were just in two, you know, different circles at the time. And I didn't like the way she treated the guy, right? I didn't like the way she treated him. And I felt like, nah, man, it kind of turned me off. Jigga, like, totally turned me off where she was. So we go home that night, we had sex, and then she went home, and I just called her the next morning that, man, I don't think this shit's going to work. And so now I'm sure she's taking it that it was probably because of the sex, because she said that it was sex. That if it was just sex, then I should have just said so. I didn't want to tell her, you know, that this is, I didn't like the way she said, because it felt, I don't
know. So why did you just communicate that to her instead?
No, I felt like, you know, I felt like she wouldn't understand it from where I was coming from, because it's not something I can explain. Even me trying to explain it now, right, you may not really grasp it. It was just something that hit me at the club. I really watched what was happening, and I felt like, you know, I don't want to, this person will probably, girl will probably be a toxic person, right? Yeah, so I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to let this end. Let me be the bad guy. Who gives a fuck, right? But my point is, why I'm telling this story is because sometimes, right, it may not just be about the sex. It may not just be like the guy was about the sex. Some things might have happened, right? Maybe even during sex. You could be having sex with someone and it's not exactly your type. You're not feeling the vibe. Do you get? I can't imagine having sex with someone who is not active. Do you understand? Like, it's a big turn off for me. If you're having sex and you're just laying there, make moaning, but no real actions, no real intensity. I just lose the vibe and lose the ginger. So it's different things, right? It could not only be the guy's fault, you know, it could also be the lady's fault as well.
Yeah, well, True. Because, like, I know, ladies, we have a lot of things going on for us. Like, we feel entitled a lot. We can feel entitled for Africa. Like, it's just a thing for us. But, yeah, I just still feel like both ladies and guys, they need to really work on their shit. Because, like, yeah, you don't expect a guy to just, like, because he has finished knocking you, then, like, it's supposed to be, oh, marital bliss or something. No. Like, it's not supposed to be like that. I know a lot of girls have lost so much expectations for guys, especially, like, someone told me something, yeah? Someone said girls have a thing for what they always look out for in a guy. It's like, is he, like, does he have, like, potentials? Is he, like, a successful young man? Does he, like, have strength? Is he, like, you know, like, his word? What does he have? You know, like, things that he's got. Like, that's what girls always have their eyes on. Mm-hmm. Some part of it is true, or some part of it is not true. Because, like, when you're talking to a girl and you approach a girl and you start talking to her and you start giving her attention and putting, like, some kind of effort in it, and then she kind of reciprocates it because she has probably seen that thing in you, you know, like, that's catching her eyes and all of that, and then you now just go off on her. It's always crazy. It, like, makes the girl, like, question herself a lot. Take, for instance, this babe that you just did this shit to. Now I feel like there would have been so many other ways you'd have communicated it to her. So, like, even if you're not even going to be the one to handle it, like, you'd have just told her what it was that, like, kind of turned you off. So then you just leave it to her to know whether she will work on it for herself and by herself. But the best is, like, you told her, like, where she fucked up. I don't know if you get what I mean. I feel like it's best you communicate than just, like, keep them hanging. She gets. You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay. So is if you're trying to like if you fuck a girl and you don't like her knacks, is there a better is there a good way to tell her?
if you fuck a guy and you don't like his knacks, is there a good way to tell him?
Yes. Oh my god. Okay, tell well me. Not immediately. But yeah,
assume I'm the guy that we just had sex and you did not have fun at all. How are you going to tell me
that? So, you did not... so first of all,
I will not hurt my feelings.
Good. So first of all, I don't even know. I'm a little too a little blunt. Like I'm a little not so much. I have a lot of sarcasm in me though, but I'm a little blunt, meaning like I can actually say it as it is. And sometimes it's annoying because I might not think about how you feel almost immediately until after I've said what I have to say. Then I'll probably think about it and then apologize or something. So if I sleep, I've actually told the guy I didn't like his knacks before.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
you've not told me how you told him. That's what I want to hear.
Obviously, you will not just put it out there like that. You'd have a way of saying it. So first of all, if I'm being knacked, I like to be very expressive on the bed. So if you're not even letting me be expressive, or you're not like, you know, like you said, just laying there and just like giving me the regs, or like, I don't know, like if I'm not feeling it, I will tell you. Okay, so I just told him I had to chill though. I didn't say it immediately. It was like after the first time. And then the second time we hung out, but we didn't get snack. We just hung out, went to see a movie, we hung out, we chilled, and I went back home. So like the next time he wanted me to come over, and it was like obviously coming over to your place means like we have to obviously knock. Like you have to know these things. Like so I'm like guy, I'm not sure I want to come over. That's how I started. And then he said, why don't you want to come over? I'm like, I'm busy. And he's like, you're busy. He just said, because it was like, I just lied. Because I just said, I'm just getting back from work. So like, how are you suddenly busy? So like, I had to just send a voice message. Because, you know, typing things can because, you know, typing things. If I texted it like, oh, I didn't really enjoy the sex, he would probably be confused. So I had to send a voice message and explain why I didn't enjoy the sex. I started with the fact that I didn't come. And like, you know, like, I don't like the fact that I didn't come and you didn't let me come. And like, before I had to go to the fact, like, oh, I didn't really enjoy the sex. So he was not like, oh, but you don't even want to give me a second try. Like, you know, like, I'm like, I don't even want to waste my time. Like, the first try was okay. Like, if you couldn't give it to me the first try, you can't give it to me the second try. Yeah, that's just what it is now. I just had to say it as it was.
Yeah, legit.
You get, like, obviously, it's for him to convince me that, oh, okay, come over first, or, you know, whatever. So it's all left to you. Like, if your confidence dies because somebody didn't, like, that I didn't enjoy his knacks doesn't mean someone else is not going to enjoy his knacks. Did you get? So, like, why will your confidence go off because one girl told you she didn't enjoy your knack? No, it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to make way for you to, like, improve
character
yourself,
development.
I guess. It's supposed to make way for you to, like, get better. So, like, I already knew that you telling me to come to your house means you want, obviously want to knack. And, like, I always say this thing, like, some girls would go dress up. You dress up, finish, and go to a guy's house. What are you even expecting? Are you expecting to go there and chill? Okay, yeah, it can happen. You can actually go there and just chill and not do anything. But, like, you're going there late in the evening, he's telling you to come over, like, you dress up, finish, and you go there. What are you expecting? I'm not expecting to knock. Yeah, because then you not hear some girls say, like, oh, he's just all about the knocks. I just got to his house, and he's just, like, knock, knock. I'm like, babes, you are the one that dressed up and went to his house. So, like, what are you expecting? If you agree to sleep over in a guy's house, what are you really expecting? Are you guys going to be praying?
It's possible. Tonight? Anything is possible.
Anything is possible, but like, you guys are both human beings, warm-blooded animals on a bed. Seriously.
Yeah, it's allowed though. Anyways, I don't think I'll ever tell a girl that I didn't just like, she probably not just hear from me again. Or I would probably okay, so the worst thing I've done during sex was one time I was having sex with this girl. And it didn't really, I wasn't feeling him. And I mean, girls think it's just to stay there and moan. I'm like, bitch, fucking do something. Like, what the fuck? And after like a bit, you know, I just really just, you know, I just stopped. I hadn't come yet. I just stopped, came down, put on my shorts and just, you know, got some water, drank some water and just sleep. So she's like, ah, why did you stop now? What's the problem? Did you come inside? I'm like, no. So why did you stop? I'm like, I wasn't feeling the game, I beg. Do you understand? That's the one thing I
could. Yeah. That's so mean.
Because like, she was so quiet. Like,
she was moaning.
I mean, like, after I told her this, that I wasn't feeling it again, right? She was so quiet. Mm. Like, I literally had, like, apologizing. Like, look, I didn't mean it that way, but I mean, I just lost the ginger. Something was on my mind. I shouldn't lie. Something was on my mind, and I wasn't. But she knew that, you know. She obviously knew that it was her thing. And maybe she has gotten better. Maybe, I mean, if she has gotten better, she's hearing this podcast and she has gotten better. I mean,
shit. But
honestly, like, you know, it's just weird telling someone that, you know, you should know. I mean, the signs we're talking about. The signs
yeah, because we're diverting now. We're entering sex talks, yes, but we're talking okay.
About signs, it's and it still works. Like, the signs show that what you're doing, I mean, you didn't do it well, Jige. You didn't do well. You didn't tell that guy.
Yeah, but then how can they know? My point is, how can they ever know? Like, these kind of things, you just leave them hanging, and then they don't really know where the problem came from, like, what happened? Did I fuck up? Like, you know, like, they start to question themselves. Like, even if you want to question yourself, like, have a focus on where you're questioning yourself from. So if a guy tells me, oh, Muna, I didn't like the sex, I didn't think it was so good, yeah, I'll probably have a moment of silence to mourn for myself. Yes, I will. I'll have a moment of silence, but then I would actually appreciate it, because like, I would not have to go and be thinking of, oh God, what did I do? Oh, did he not like my laugh? Or did he not like me as a person? Or like, you just gonna be questioning yourself up and down for nothing when it's just knacks that he didn't like. You probably have like a bum ass personality and shit, but then you don't even know what the problem is. Yeah. Do you know where I'm coming from? Like, you're just questioning yourself over and over when you don't even know where the problem is coming from. So if he says he didn't like the knack, go and be questioning yourself, like, oh, where did I fuck up in this knack that this guy didn't like? Oh. You know, like, it's probably prep for the next knack.
But then, that's the thing. So you meet someone, and maybe, nah, nobody likes whack shit, man.
Yes.
Shit.
So?
I don't know. I just think that if you do get signs, I think that it's good to be able to read signs. So whether it's signs of flirting, or whether it's signs of, you know, of actions that you think the person wouldn't like, or whether it's even signs after sex. I mean, these are important signs you should be able to read and know that, okay. Because there's something that I learned back then in secondary school when we were still learning to be, you know, bad guys like this. There's a number one rule. If the sex is good, the person will always come back. You don't need to, Jennifer, you don't need to ask. If the sex was good for you, right, even if you are not going to come back that day, like the guy asked to come, but you would have just told him, look, I can't come in today, but how about next week? Why? Because you enjoyed the last time, right? So you naturally just think that, okay, maybe you could do another time.
Yeah, you're making sense. I understand that, but like someone like me, I'm a very sexual person. So sometimes I feel like I can flirt with you in a sexual way, and you should understand that that is just me wanting to probably know what fucking you would be like and not anything more. Like I'm not saying that I'm like in co I mean like some people are really badass in like flirting with you sexually, and you know, like straight to the point, like it's okay, it's just snacks. Because obviously, if we have the same humor and we're both thinking alike, like we know that okay, we both want to knock each other because we're flirting in a sexual way. Do you get where I'm coming from? Yeah, that's like another kind of sign, but like it's different when you're flirting like sexually, intellectually, everything in one package, like that kind of sign. And how do you even read it? Because all of that can still turn to rubbish after you guys have napped,
True, true.
right? Yeah, so it's a whole lot of signs to understand in this world.
We live in a world of signs and wonders.
I swear down, because like some people now know how to misread these signs. Like I know when a guy is flirting with me like sexually, and I know that okay, he just wants to knack. And like it's different when I'm feeling you, because then if I'm feeling you, I'll probably flirt with you sexually as well. And then we both know that okay, this is where it's headed, you get. But it's not different when a guy is flirting with you in every way, like sexually, and it's also like intellectually. Like it's, how do you now know where the guy is coming from? How do you know? Guys, you guys are very complicated. I hope you know,
No,
Sha.
they're like they are the straightforward ones. Simple, you can easily tell that okay, it might be talking about sometimes you don't want to just talk about sex all the time. Sometimes you want to talk about intellectual stuff, sometimes you want to talk about politics, sometimes you want to talk about money, jige. But it all boils down to something, right? So if the guy wants to have sex with someone, he will still want to have all those conversations. But imagine if every time I'm calling you, all I'm talking about is sex. You go down, yourself, you go tired now.
I swear, like you'd be sounding all thirsty and shit. So
So yeah, so it's always
I have guys like that all up in my DMs. Very, very fucking annoying. Like I have this particular guy. He claims like, oh, I want to, sorry if you're listening to this podcast. But he claims like, oh, like he's like so into me and shit like that. But then I don't see any signs of you being into me. Only when I post a nice picture, you're like, oh, the curves though. Or like, oh, your lips though. Or like, oh, like that is all you always say in my WhatsApp, in my Instagram. It's like, nigga, why are you so thirsty though? Like, what's going on? Do you want to drink me up? Like, drink me up. No, seriously, it gets really tiring. Guys need to know when to stop, because they some people think it's like a thing. I don't know, they think that, I don't know, like I don't know where thoughts come from, like, but they just think that somehow the girls like it when you're like serenading them with sexual words. I don't know, where does it come from? I mean, the thoughts that like girls always like you when you're sexually serenading them. Girls do, but like not all the time. Like you don't have to always do that shit. Seriously. You can just see a fine picture and pass by, you know, like you don't need to comment on it and sound all thirsty and shit. It's very annoying,
Yeah,
though.
but guys will always be guys, no how they say, right?
It's just sad that guys always be guys, because people like to use that thing to get away with a lot of things. Like, it's crazy, yo. Can I say girls
Yeah,
always be
because girls will
girls?
always be girls. Girls will always be.
And
You
what are
guys,
girls exactly?
it's not a common phrase, but girls will always be girls. And that one, that one is stamped. That one is stamped as well. Because I can literally tell when a girl is on bullshit and when a girl wants something, or when a girl, okay, for instance, a very popular scenario is when a girl is pissed at something, and obviously because she likes you, she doesn't want to talk about it. She wants you to ask her. So you're like, "Abi, are you okay?" And she's like, I'm fine. I like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. You not be like, okay. And then she's not like, you know, it's funny how.
Okay, nice one. But I'm not like that. Let me now bust your head. I'm not like that. So if you ask me what's up and I'm not okay, I would tell you ASAP that I'm not okay. Unless I don't want to talk about it. And if I don't want to talk about it, if you say okay, I will say okay too. You get like I'm not about that stressing you life. Like if I want to stress you, I would stress you in ways that you know that I'm stressing you, like this is it, but not like when I don't want, when I'm not even ready to stress myself mentally, and then you ask me like if I'm okay, and I really don't want to talk about it because I'm not ready to handle that shit yet. I would say I'm okay, just to get past it. But if I'm not okay, I'll say I'm not okay. If you even ask me if I'm okay and I'm not okay, I'll probably not even respond to you, and that would tell you that I'm okay, and you probably like know what to do next. Either you call or, you know, whatever, but I'm not here to be stressing you. I'm saying, oh, I'm okay. And then you're like, okay. And I'm like, you know what's funny? Like, bro. Okay, unless I'm really okay. I think I've done it before. Let me not lie. Unless I'm really, really mad at you and you're acting oblivious to the fact that I'm mad at you. You know, guys, you guys know how to do that.
No,
shit. Like,
it's not like, so that's the thing. Piece a girl, I think we should
mention that. Hold on. You would piss a girl off, you would do something that you know that this thing would don't vex this babe. But then because she won't just they act like say, you know, they vex her, you all now they on that acting way she girl. You now want to act like, okay, since you're acting like it's not vexing you now, let's go with the flow. But you're supposed to fucking talk about it. Like that's the thing, guys. You guys know how to just be in the oblivious just because the girl doesn't want to react just yet. Then you pull now want to follow that flow. So,
like, because we don't like problems. We just feel like, you know, everything should...
You don't like problems, but you create problems.
Not really.
Really? Because, like, problems, you...
I'm just saying.
You guys... No, but yeah. You know what your babe... It's just like your babe knowing what you don't like and doing what you don't like. It's her creating problem in the relationship. Because, obviously, you won't talk about it. Right? Yeah, so everybody needs to get their shit together, boys and girls.
Anyways, I just so at this point, I say, fine.
You do what?
The game is the game.
Wow, the game is the game. So anyway, guys, if you're seeing the signs from a guy, like just jump on that shit. You know, like I don't know. If a guy is giving you signs, whether he's buying you gifts, sending you money, writing sending you poems, making you playlists, what?
Sending you nudes. I'm just saying.
And like, you know, whatever. Just like, you know, don't ignore the signs. Like, I like to ignore signs. Like, it's a thing for me. It's just fun when the guy is chasing, you know. Yeah, it's my own kind. It's my own fetish. But don't ignore the signs, or especially if you can't deal with being lonely, you know. So like, if someone is like giving you attention, just like jump on it. But yeah, but try to know what it is that is really going on with the person. Guys, sorry, girls. Like you know, it's not a big deal to actually give signs. A guy you actually like I don't know, some girls feel like it's a big deal to actually like show that they like someone, like give them the signs and like give them like hints that, oh, I like you, or I'm digging you. Like, there's no big deal with that, because it's obvious that guys don't have a problem with like showing the signs that they like girls. So I'm trying to advise girls right now to not have a problem with like showing signs that they like someone, or like they're feeling the person, or whatever. Right. Right.
Or breast, right. In this case. I think they should show their chest or breast in this case.
Yeah. Gosh. With their chest is fine. We have chest. We have chest. Yeah, we have chest before breasts. Exactly. So, like, honestly, like, if you like a guy, show it with your chest. Like, yeah, I know some people are scared of like turn downs, like rejections, like probably like you'll be showing all the signs and then they'll come up with, oh, I have a boyfriend, or oh, I have a girlfriend. Yeah, but at least you showed the sign. At least you came out straight with what it is that you're about. Like, that's what's up. And like, if they say, oh, I like respect whatever space it is that you need to give them, unless they're giving you the signs back, you know what I'm saying? So this life is just a two-way street. You just have to that. You just have to be woke. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be woke to know what's happening in your surroundings, basically. Yeah. So we're kind of coming to an end of this podcast. So I don't know if you have any words of advice to give your guys out there, or to give the female species. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, stay sharp. Stay sharp. The game is the game, guys. Winning.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, but for real, like, I mean, girls, you guys need to, or you girls need to be able to, let us know, and let the signs be clear, man. Not you just stay and be looking front and say, I should know that you're looking front. No. Let the signs be clear. Let's know what you want, okay? Because, well, you get to give it to you.
Yeah.
You don't know.
They don't know, right? They don't know. They're ready to give it to you, girls. Just tell them what you want, you know? Tell them how you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, till next time. I have this amazing song I've been playing like over and over. I don't know why I've been playing this song, but it's MI from his Rendezvous album with Nonso Amadi playlist. So I'm going to be playing it for you guys as I'm ending this podcast. So thank you so much, Chukuma, for coming to this podcast. I really, really, really appreciate it. Pandemic couldn't hold us down. And you encouraged me,
All
oh,
right.
thank you.
Oh.
So have a good morning. Have a
Right.
good
Good night,
night.
guys. Stay safe.
Good night, guys.